Bill Bartee. We're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Spring is in the air, and you know what? That means festival time.
That's right. We have a whole bunch of festivals coming up. Let's see if I can give you a list. Some of them I will come back to because they are close to home for us at Jesse Brown's. But upcoming Uncorked is a big wine festival. It's going to happen on February 29th, and it's going to be held at the Discovery Place Science Museum. So that's something that you can check out for sure. Also, heading into March, beer, bourbon, and barbecue. Boy, that sounds pretty good.
That's three good things. The only thing left out of that was scotch. I guess we'll have to have that for dessert.
Yeah, BYOS. But anyway, that's going to be Saturday, March 7th, from 12 to 6 p.m. at Bank of America Stadium. So that's something.
That's a big one.
That's something fun to head over to. And then there are more and more going on. But speaking of spring and festivals, this isn't really a festival, but it's something that Jesse Brown's is associated with. We'll have a pop-up shop within the park merchandise mart over off of Independence Boulevard. That is the last weekend of February. So that is the 28th, 29th, and March 1st.
That'd be the Southern Spring Show.
Exactly.
There you go.
And it's also going to happen again the next weekend, March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
You know what happens if you go over there and take your wife?
You end up with new landscaping.
That's right. You remodel your backyard. That's exactly what that's all about.
But anyway, it's a great opportunity to check out the gang at Jesse Brown's without just coming over to our store at Sharon Corners. We call it a pop-up shop because we take some of the highlights of our store. Usually we focus in a bit on fly fishing as well as hydration and sun protection as we get ready for the spring season, the spring travel season, and all of that, the longer days that spring helps bring. So put that on your calendar. If you can't make it over to Jesse Brown's proper, we will be on hand at the Southern Spring Show there at the park. Also, speaking of coming into the store, whether you have a brand new interest in the sport of fly fishing or just want to work on improving your form and technique, we're going to have a on-site casting tips and tricks occur Wednesday, February 19th from noon to 1. So this is going to be a lunch break cast-off. If you want to come over
there. What
day
of the week is that?
It's Wednesday, February 19th, upcoming. So just in a few days, Wednesday, February 19th. If you are in the South Park area and have time to break away for lunch, grab a sandwich. We'll have water and that's snacks on hand, which means dessert, from noon to 1 p.m. You can prepare for your next adventure out on the water with a casting tips, tricks, and form touch-ups with Jesse Brown's. Lunch is available along with snacks anyway and water. So just check us out at jessebrowns.com for more information on that. Casting tips and tricks if you're in the South Park area. Maybe one of the things that can tune you up for is the fly fishing film tour. That's Thursday, March 19th. We're going to have live music there at the Visualite Theater starting at 5:30. The movies will start at 7 p.m. It's its annual tour through Charlotte. This is the 2020 F3T, showing off the best of fly fishing adventures on the silver screen there at the Visualite. So just grab your tickets now at Jesse Brown's. You can go to F3T.com to get them, or also get them at the Visualite.
Roll out your best fishing shirt for that one. They got the red carpet out front. That's a social event of the year here.
A good time had by all, and that's just warming us up because that's Thursday, March 19th. From 9 to noon on that Saturday following, March 21st, we're going to have the gang from the Carolina Fly Fishing Club come into Jesse Brown's and teach and help touch up flies and lures that you want to tie. So you don't necessarily have to have any materials or the vices. The gang from the Carolina Fly Fishing Club will have all that on hand. All you have to bring is yourself. This is free, and if you can't come on March 21st, guess what? An encore tying demonstration is going to occur the next Saturday, March 28th, from 9 to noon as well.
All right, so it sounds like we're going to do a little fly fishing this spring.
We're going to do a little fly fishing. We're going to check that thing off the bucket list after that. Well, right before that, Don, and this involves you. March 26th, Wine, Women, and Waiters. A ladies-only group is going to come into Jesse Brown's. You can check them out at Meetup. Type in Women on the Fly, or just go over to jessebrowns.com and check it in that way. But the ladies are going to come on hand to learn a bit more about the sport from the Dean of Fly Fishing here in Charlotte, North Carolina, Don Yeager himself.
Well, that'll be prime time for clinics in the mountains as well. We do one-day clinics all the time in the mountains, March, April, May, prime time. So get on the calendar for a clinic in the mountains.
There you go. And if you're a lady, you might want to learn a little bit about it at that March 26th event. I think that's a Thursday night, starting at 6:30.
And so, we're going to follow that up with a ladies-only event on the river.
Oh, do tell. April 5th. So if you have Sunday, ladies, that is a course that you should take. It includes that March 26th day, but if you're interested in moving forward in the sport, not just with a in-classroom tutorial, but to step into the river, we're going to head up to the Mitchell River on that April 5th.
It's going to be a great opportunity to learn about food for trout. Bugs. We like bugs. Aquatic insects. That's where it's at.
Why do we like bugs?
Because that's what trout eat.
So to get the trout, you got to get the bugs first.
That's right.
Well, I guess that's what it really is all about, isn't it? All this fly tying and all this fly casting, that is just mimicking and delivering that mimic of nature right to the water.
Say it's more about insects than it is about fish.
Hey, you heard it here. No crickets involved in this one.
Nothing that bites.
No, and these bugs are not live. These are all tied with natural.
The ones we're
going to
look at in the river are little creepy crawlies, but they don't bite, so good news. Unless you get a hold of a helgramite, and I don't recommend that.
Uh-oh. We could get bitten by a helgramite?
They got some big old pinchers on the front, and we don't bother those guys much.
Smallmouth
bass love them.
Let's leave all of that alone.
No helgramites.
I guess we'll learn a little bit. I think with the sport of fishing in general, not just fly fishing, but there is the insects, and there's the equipment and all of that. There's the directions to the stream. All of that is easily provided, but Don, correct me if I'm wrong, but is one of the things that is a barrier to entry to the sport knowledge of just simply how to tie a knot?
Sometimes, and those things are quite simple, and we demonstrate them on a daily basis, so don't be intimidated by the language or the equipment or any information you don't have. Come on over. We'll help you out.
Well, as ancient as the sport of fishing is, and even the sport of fly fishing, the time under that sport's belt, are there any new knots, or are they always the same old thing?
There actually is some new knots, and one of the ones that we're a big proponent of is called the Eugene Bend Knot, and it is one of the few things that you can tie a hook to a line with that is 100% of the strength of the line. Most knots, like improved clinch knots and fisherman's knots, are only about 65%. But a Eugene Bend is 100% of the strength of whatever the line is.
Dare you tell us where in the world is Eugene Bend, the man who is a knot engineer, who's in his mama's basement thinking
Eugene
up this thing?
But Eugene and Bend are towns in Oregon, and the steelhead guys out there figured these knots out about 10 years ago, and we're still spreading the word on them because a lot of people have not become familiar with them. If you want to know how to tie a Eugene Bend knot, either come by Jesse Brown's or look on YouTube, Eugene Bend Knot, like Eugene in Bend, Oregon.
You heard it here. A brand new knot, kind of, sort of, 10 years in a sport that is hundreds and thousands of years old.
And it'll work for you bass fishermen, too, and it'll save you a fortune in lures.
Hey, Now, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, because Bill likes selling flies.
We have flies on sale at Jesse Brown, so come on down there. We want you to lose plenty of those so you can come get new ones and new directions to the stream and maybe learn how to do that Eugene Bend knot.
Every time you lose one in a rhododendron, you think of Bill Barty.
The other time you can think of me or Jesse Brown's is when the TSA takes that pocket knife away. Oh, everybody's got the little Swiss Army knife with the little scissors and a little file, and it's a pretty innocent little blade, but not if you're at the airport.
All the things you can carry on, you can't take a $19 Swiss Army knife.
Well, we've worked that negotiation out with TSA over at Jesse Brown's.
Were you buying them back?
We are one of their sponsors, because that is one of the ways that we sell little Swiss Army knives, is replacing the ones that the TSA has taken, because they're not worth shipping back to yourself, because the cost of shipping kind of outdoes the cost of the knife. So people just let it go, and then they have to come back to Jesse Brown's when they return to Charlotte to buy a whole brand new one.
And the irony of that is your car key is just about as long as that blade and probably just about as sharp.
So true.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now we won't be able to take our car keys.
Uh-oh. Watch out for that. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk a little bit about footwear. Again, Don Yeager and Bill Barty, we have a bit of an advantage on getting to see new stuff and knowing the new things that are coming in for 2020. And we're going to delve into footwear a little bit. And it's not just hiking boots that we're going to be talking about. We have a resurgence of something called Five Fingers at Jesse Brown, so we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as three-point sandals. What is that? We'll find out more about those as well as talking a little bit about hiking boots, a good fit, and what is new in 2020 at Jesse Brown's and in the footwear realm with Wes Lawson. But first, this break.